Welcome back to another sports talk. I'm Drew. This is Sam with me.
How's it going?
All right, so we got from the NFL last week. We had some pretty big games. You got Chicago at Atlanta. Chicago coming back down. They were down 16, down by 16 going into the fourth quarter. That's when Nick Foles comes in, scores 20 points just to win after Trubisky got benched.
It's a total Nick Foles move, and it's a total Falcons move.
Yeah.
It's all I can say. Nick Foles comes in three straight touchdowns. Crazy.
Think he'll get the starting job?
Yeah, Trubisky's done for in Chicago.
Yeah. I know a lot of Chicago fans, and they aren't happy with Trubisky, so maybe this will change with
Yeah, they've been
Foles coming
complaining
back.
for a couple of years now. I think he's been given enough time.
Yeah. All right, then you got LA at Buffalo. LA ended up losing this game 32-35. They did come back with 4 minutes left and took the lead. And then you have Josh Allen pushing it down the field, ends up scoring the touchdown to win the game.
Weren't the Rams were down like 28 to like 6, 28 to 3.
Yeah, they
He
made a
came
push
back and took
in
the
that
lead.
game.
Yeah, that was a really good game. I like what I've seen from both teams. Josh Allen, he's become a superstar.
Yeah, he's looking dangerous this year. I'm
We'll
glad
get
I
him
got him on
later.
my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Then you got Dallas at Seattle. Cowboys, just couldn't close it out. They ended up getting that win last week with that onside kick, but they couldn't do it this week and just kind of brings them down a little bit. Dak was looking pretty good though. But Seattle just had a better defense. They had Tyler Lockett on their team. I think he had like three touchdowns.
Yeah, like first half touchdowns, I
Yeah.
think. And yeah, both teams are good. Dallas will be okay because, the NFC East is kind of a mess right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I was impressed with both teams. I think it was a really good game. Two of the best teams in the conference, I think.
Then you got another tough loss for the Saints. It was Packers at the Saints, and it's just the penalties that are getting them. Aaron Rodgers' best hard count quarterback in the game with no crowds going on right now. So he just keeps getting them to jump off sides.
Yeah, he is the best at that. He has such a good cadence. And like that's such an advantage for Green Bay.
And then you had what everybody's calling the game of the year, Kansas City at Baltimore. Chiefs ended up winning this one 34 to 24. They scored 27 in the first half.
The game just didn't live up to the hype. The Ravens they looked way out of it. They were outcoached, and Kansas City proved that they're still the best team in the AFC as of today.
Yeah. And that even Lamar came out and saying Kansas City is their kryptonite.
Yeah, he's had a rough go against Mahomes, and so is pretty much everybody else, so I don't blame him.
All right, we got the biggest playmakers. Like we mentioned earlier, Josh Allen, he was 24 for 33 with 311 yards, averaging 9.4 yards pass. He had four touchdowns and one interception.
He's looking good. Stephon Diggs added to that offense. The Bills are dangerous.
Yep. And then Prescott, even in the loss, he's still looking dangerous. 37 for 57. I mean, 37 completions, and he had 57 attempts. That's quite a bit. But he also went for 472 yards, and he had three touchdowns, but he also had two interceptions.
Yeah, like it wasn't the most efficient day, but when you rack up 472 yards passing, you belong on the biggest playmaker list for sure.
Yep. And got Breeze also taking a loss, but still coming out firing. 29 for 36 with 288. Not as many yards as the other people in this category, but he did have three touchdowns this week.
Yeah, just the opposite of Dak. He's more efficient, maybe a little bit less yardage, but you know he's not going to turn the ball over for you.
Yeah. And he got probably best quarterback in the league right now, in my opinion.
100%.
Got Mahomes, 31-42 with 385 yards, averaging 9.2, and he had 4 touchdowns.
Watching Patrick Mahomes is just crazy. As a defender, you'd be just so frustrated. He just does things that nobody else does.
Yeah, and he's one of those players that you want to hate, but you can't because he's just such a friendly guy.
Yeah, you have to respect his game.
Yeah. And then we got Alvin Kamara on the Saints. He went – he's a running back, but he was the best receiver for the Saints. He's been the best receiver for, I think, the past 2 or 3 weeks now. He has 13 receptions, 139 yards, averaged 10.7 yards per reception, and he had 2 touchdowns in the loss.
Kamara's had a great start to this season. Last year he was a little up and down, but he's showing why he was worth the money they gave him in the summer.
Yep.
NBA Finals preview. So, Heat, Lakers. It is definitely – I'd say the Lakers are definitely the favorite. What are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Because they got a superstar team with them.
Yeah, like, no, the Heat have looked great. I love Jimmy Butler, and they have good young pieces. But I think LeBron and Anthony Davis is just too tough of a task for them to beat.
Yep.
And then I think I'll predict that it will go – I'll say Lakers in 5.
I was saying Lakers in 6.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see them taking at least 1 or 2 games. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yep.
And if the Lakers do win, does LeBron creep closer to Michael Jordan in terms of greatest basketball player of all time?
I think if Lakers do win this championship, LeBron is very close to being the GOAT if he already isn't the GOAT.
Yeah, I believe he is the GOAT.
Yeah.
But, like you said, kind of like the general, opinion – he'll be really, really close, if not better, after this title.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's the victory for the Lakers. Get the ball to LeBron, Anthony Davis. I think the Heat like to run, but if they run with the Lakers, it's going to be a bad day for them.
Yep.
So I think Miami needs to really – they need to shoot well from 3 if they're going to have any chance.
Yeah, they got to get hot. They got to get hot right off the bat. Yep. All right. So yesterday we had Houston taking the first game against the Twins. They won 4-1. And then you got the White Sox taking their first game 4-1 against the A's. Then you had the Yankees taking their first game 12-3 against the Indians, which just crazy. If you're going to be a postseason team, you wouldn't think you'd get blown out by that much.
No.
Judge hits a 2-run home run in the first inning. Shane Bieber was pitching. That just kind of brought down his title a little bit of being one of the best for this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And you got Tampa Bay. They ended up beating the Blue Jays 3-1.
So anything surprise you out of those games? I know you're the MLB guy, so I refer to you.
I think maybe the Minnesota and Astro game, because I know Astros have good players on their team, but they just haven't been looking like themselves from the past few years. And Minnesota's been coming out hot, so I thought maybe Minnesota would take this first game, maybe even go 2-0, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. They're going to need to fight back real hard to beat this Astros team.
Yeah, I think everybody outside of the Astros fan base wants the Twins to win, and we obviously know why.
Yep.
What do we got today?
All right. So we got on right now, actually, as we speak, is the Braves and Cincinnati game. I think Braves will pull that one out. Braves are looking dangerous this year.
All right.
Okay. And then we got Chicago and Miami coming up in a little bit. And then you got the Padres and Cardinals, and then later tonight at around I think it's 9 p.m. tonight, you got the Dodgers and the Brewers playing.
So, out of those teams there, who do you like the most to make it the deepest run in the postseason?
Well, I'm hoping Dodgers make it the deepest because that's my team, but they have some tough competition because Milwaukee isn't looking very hot this year, but they made the playoffs and they still got Christian Yelich on their team, and he's a dangerous hitter. Then you got the Braves.
Yeah.
They're just looking sharp all around, coming out swinging every game. And Cincinnati,
yeah, I think
pitching.
Oh yeah, I think the Dodgers, I think they'll get through Milwaukee for sure. But like you said, like Atlanta will be tough. I think the Cubs could get a little hot. I think they beat Miami anyway.
Yeah, if Chris Bryant keeps swinging like he was past week, I think Cubs will have a good chance.
Yeah, he's looking more and more like, you know, when we first saw him, you know, coming out just hitting like crazy as soon as he entered the league.
Yep. All right, anything else you want to talk about?
No, man, I don't think so. I think we've covered everything.
All right. Well, thank you for joining the Sports Talk podcast sponsored by the Campus Chronicle. This has been Drew and Sam. See you next week.